All right. Call this meeting to order. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the sake of the recording, it is a regular board meeting Wednesday, February 17th at 6 p.m. And present, we have Chairman Tim McCain, Clerk Bill Bailey. Oh goodness, why do I gotta have my names go crazy? Betty Harding, Roger Taylor, and Steve Ross. So we do have a quorum. And sometimes my brain goes, I know, I saw your name now. See, Betty's isn't looking at me. And
there you go.
So it's not fair. See, I was going to go down the table, and then my mind went blank on Betty, and I was like, what's Betty's name?
Okay, you're too young for that.
Yeah,
it happens.
It must be trolls forming or something.
It's all coming from you to me, right?
Yeah,
it's all
must be.
That osmosis thing. All right, so.
We have a single-story, single-family residency. Nothing's showing. C-566 will be command. Stand by for a report.
I'm waiting for that to be done. So ready to hear that. We'd like to welcome our guests, those of you that are here with us. Those of you that are here with us are probably noticing Chief is not here. He just left on a call, and he will be back when he gets back. That's all we can say. So he'll be back when he's available to come back. At this point, we're going to go to number five on our are we going to be able to call Saunders and Company? Okay, so if you want to go ahead and get that ready, we're going to get the phone. We are calling Saunders Company Limited, who is our auditor. And you should all have your audit presentation with you. And so we're going to call them, and I don't know, he's going to present it to us, I guess.
Yes.
That's how that works.
This is a very nice way to do it.
I just feel for the guy that had to run all over the country.
Yes.
Under some districts covered.
Hello, Jim. Are you ready for us?
We are.
All right. We have tonight with us our board chairman, Tim McCain, board clerk, Bill Bailey, or William Bailey, board member, Betty Harding, Roger Taylor, and Steve Ross.
Okay. Can everybody hear me all right?
Can I turn it up just a little bit more volume?
Try the speaker range yet, comes if that helps. Okay. Try it again, please.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Great.
Yes, we're great.
Okay. All right. Well, as you obviously are aware by now, we can do this required presentation by telephone now, as opposed to having to the district pay for us to come out and be there in person. So that saves you a little bit of money, which hopefully makes everybody happy.
Certainly.
We did the audit for the last year, which you know. The auditor's report was what we would call a clean report. We found no issues with the financials. The opinion actually reads, in our opinion, the financial statements referred to above present fairly, in all material respects, the respective financial position of the governmental activities of the district, which means we did not have any disagreement with the financial statements as to their presentation or as to their accuracy. As required by statutes, we also have to do what's called an audit to government auditing standards, which means we have to look at internal control, which is the policies, procedures, and how well the district follows those policies and procedures over financial matters, and their compliance with laws and regulations as they relate to the district. We looked at both of those, and we didn't identify any material weaknesses in internal control that we consider significant. and we found no instances of noncompliance with government rules, regulations, and laws as far as anything. There's one other thing that we have to do with the legislature's pass, that we now have to do a report on compliance with the ARS 48805. And as far as we were able to determine, the district has complied with that section of the statute, so we'll report on that. The biggest change that's happened in Gilpin accounting this year had to do with pensions, which is placed primarily public safety pensions. There were some standards changed in the by the Governor County Standards Board, which resulted in the legislature getting all up in arms about public safety pensions, and I'm sure you're aware that they're doing a lot of changes there. Since you don't have public safety pensions, that change did not affect you. So you slip by without having to get whacked by the changes in accounting standards. With that, I can either go into more detail of what we did or what we found, or answer your questions. Basically, it's pleasure of the board is where we go from here.
What would you guys like?
Any
questions?
No,
I reviewed it.
None.
It's good.
Jim?
Yes.
I think they're all are right with the way it is. They've
okay.
All said they have reviewed it and everything.
Okay. The way the statute and the legislature has changed what the board's responsibilities in this issue are several times. They start out with that you had to approve and then you had to accept. The current legislation says that you are that the board the only duties that the board has now is to receive and review their audit report. And so there just needs to be an acknowledgement in the board minutes that you received and reviewed it. And that would put you in full compliance with what statutes say are the board's duties and responsibilities.
Okay.
And if there's, as always, if the board does have questions or concerns, or any of you, or, you know, 2 weeks from now when you're driving down the highway, you think of, well, what did they say about that, or what did that mean? Please feel free to call us. We're not attorneys. We don't charge when the phone rings. we don't charge for questions and your concerns, and we're happy to answer them. That being said, I think that's about all I have to have this evening.
Roger, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard you say.
No, I'm a happy camper.
Okay. Everybody good?
I'm good with this.
All right. And I think we are done.
Okay. Short, sweet, and simple.
Yes, very short, sweet, and simple. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. You folks have a good evening.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Do we need to make a motion to accept the audit?
No. What he said that all we needed to do was make note on the minutes that we received them and that we reviewed them. So that's all that needs to be done. So for purpose of the minutes, we have received the audit and we have reviewed the audit, and everybody is content with that, copacetic with that. So at this point, we can't really do the fire chief's report or the staff's reports because fire chief is not here. Pepper, do you know if we had any correspondence?
We did not really have any correspondence. I think in here he's going to talk about the bill on Saturday night.
Okay.
I can tell you that we have several cards. We've had bukus people come by.
I hear it went very well, and I was not able to be here due to family obligations, but I hear that it went very well. And so we will wait till Chief comes back to hopefully be able to go through that, but we can move down to the consent agenda, and you've had a chance to look through your book and all the things that are involved in the consent agenda. So unless anyone would like to pull anything for further discussion, is there anything anyone would like to pull? Okay, then I'll make a motion that we accept the consent agenda as presented. Do I have a second? That would be Tim McCain motioning that.
I'll second it.
And Betty Harding is seconding that. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. And that would be a unanimous decision on that.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to abstain, Bill Bailey.
Okay.
And I'm doing that because truthfully, I did not listen to the tape recorder of the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I won't vote on this issue.
Okay, I apologize. That would be 4 in favor and 1 abstain. I thought I heard you.
You gotta keep me in line, Chairman.
You gotta not speak up louder.
Okay.
See how that works?
Right.
All right, well, we can go ahead and move to the call to the public. And I did not receive any yellow cards. So if there's no one that would desire to speak, then at this point, we are to waiting on Chief. So what would be your guys' pleasure? Would you like to take a recess for...
If you want, we can kind of talk about item 12.
Okay.
Even though he put it on there, that actually comes out of my department.
Okay, so we can move to item 12 then, new business, and Pepper can present that to us and tell us what's going on with that. So Pepper, if you want to speak up and speak loud.
Okay. The old members are pretty well familiar with this. The county requires that we fill out what they call a resolution, and it's called a combined resolution affecting the county treasurer transactions. So I have filled it out, which is where we mark that it gives the funds are not ever to exceed over $10 million, which we know. That's writing out one check for that. It also says that you are giving me the control of the banking. I write the checks, you guys sign them, I process them. The urge to have one person in the office here, not so much with you guys, taking care of that. That way it's not so much of you doing something and then me having to sign my name for you. Okay, so there will be a place for each one of you to sign. Then on the back sheet, it is still with the county because our county account goes through Wells Fargo. There will be a sheet that signs, and it's called the signature card for them, and it shows that we're taking off Jim Leary and Steve Bailey, and we're putting on Roger Taylor and Steve Ross.
Steve Brady.
Oh, Brady, that's right.
You have a brother named Steve?
I do now.
Oh, okay.
I just decided.
No, it's okay.
That's Steve Brady. And so that is what that is. Okay, then there is also one from Great Western Bank, which is who we do our payroll with, because we do direct depositing. And through the county, you cannot do any type of direct withdrawals for payroll or paying bills or anything like that. You know, it'd make it so much simpler if we could pay bills on a monthly basis through the county like that. But Pinal County is one of the few counties that I have documents. That basically is what number 12 is. It's just signing the docs tonight for the checking accounts.
And then along with that, we do have the possibility of having the same two people sign the check.
Yes.
And that's something that I've been talking to Chief and actually Pepper about, I feel, and you guys we can discuss this as you want, but that we should probably be having the same two people sign checks every month, because it allows those people to actually see if there's any inconsistencies one month to the next. The issue that we have is, say I sign one month, me and Bill sign one month, and then Roger and Steve sign another month. They have no idea what we signed, and we have no idea what they signed, and so there's no consistency there from month to month. And so I would like to see us have, you know, set a designation of two people to sign, and maybe have a designated backup in case one of those people can't sign, is out of town or whatever. To just have some consistency there. As I mentioned to Pepper, it's not that we don't trust Pepper, because I think all of us here trust Pepper. She does a really good job. But we don't know who's going to come after Pepper. And it's better to set up a precedent before than to get into a situation where we go, oops, I wish we would have had that safeguard set up before. We will always all be able to actually sign by law, because that's what Pinal County requires of us. But we can set up as a board that two people are designated and have a third alternate. What do you guys think of that?
If I can just make a point, we get a transaction bill every month anyway. Mm-hmm. And so if any board member has a question about what checks are being written and whom they're being written to, mm-hmm. all we have to do is look at that. So I'm not sure that I'm in total agreement that it gives us any protection at all, really. The protection is us actually reading the transaction detail, not because we don't trust anybody, but because that's our responsibility in fiduciarily.
Right.
So.
And while that's true, these documents can be fudged a lot easier than writing out a check and having a check processed.
Point.
I write out a check before you guys even see it. And I, on the lockdown website mm-hmm. for the Pinal County, I have to put that check in there. And once it's put in with them, there can be no changing to it.
Right. And I realize that's always what is supposed to happen, but there's always a possibility that someone can circumvent the system. I mean, I've worked with the county, but there's a way to circumvent systems.
I don't think so. I've been around accounting all my life, and once that thing hits the county, it's all coming from the county anyway. So,
say I write a check. Say I try to pocket a little money, and I write a check. Mm-hmm. They won't accept it.
Yeah. Okay.
It does not.
Yeah. So you got safeguards there, yeah. too.
It's not like we're working off QuickBooks here,
right.
sending a report to the county. It's the other way around. The right. county's the one that's actually
sending us
the right. information. So I would be more concerned about the county writing the check that we were concerned with than somebody here writing the check that we were concerned
yeah.
with.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are content to stay with the way we are, I mean, that's perfectly fine with me, but I just...
don't necessarily have a problem with what you're suggesting.
Yeah,
I don't know what is the way it is now. I don't know.
The way it is now is Pepper can call any one of us five and come sign checks.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice.
Well, let's just say you're tied up, Bill's working. Me and Roger's at Moose Lodge or whatever. I'm just
right.
hypothetically in here.
Right.
We could run and do that. Betty. Betty's usually in town too.
I'm usually in town too, so I mean it doesn't really matter, but go ahead, Betty.
I would like to see us if we, I don't know if we've solved the problem or not, but the month of March, the two of you sign, and you know you're going to be responsible to jump when Pepper says, I need check sign. And next month, the two of you. And then the third month, you and I would do it. And we just all.
You mean I have to partner with you, Betty?
You don't have to.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll coordinate.
I got your back, Betty. I'll partner with you.
My only problem with that, Betty, is that I just went into retirement, and I'm trying to learn to forget what days of the week are, what times are,
well,
and now you're asking me to remember a schedule 3 months down the road?
No, we will remind you at the beginning of the month. I was just thinking, it's often hard for Pepper to find somebody to come in and sign checks.
Yeah.
I don't know what the solution is.
My thing is that sometimes in the winter, summer, I'm probably going to be gone for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, should I sit here in the heat when I can go out in the mountains?
It shouldn't be Pepper's responsibility to try to find somebody that's not available when she needs a check signed.
Right.
I mean, sometimes in accounting, that's the way it is.
Let me give you a little feed-in for you. We are trying to schedule it, get it to where... Check only had. We're trying to work it within the first 10 days of the month, because our credit cards we have to pay and they are due by the 12th. Some of the bills, like our CenturyLink bill, I don't get it until after the 12th. I get it like the 20th and it's due by the 27th.
Wow.
So I can either pay that by credit card, carry it over until those 10 days, then we get charged a finance charge. We'll not pay a finance charge.
Right.
We have to eat that ourselves.
Is there any way to change that date with them? Just simply say we would like our closing date to be changed.
I have tried.
They won't do it?
No. CenturyLink informed me yesterday that they bill out by zip codes.
Awesome.
And everybody in our zip code gets their CenturyLink bill.
Do we need CenturyLink?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only phone service around.
That's our dispatch.
Yeah, AT&T, I mean, you know.
That's our dispatch and everything.
Our line that we get our dispatch calls on, yeah. And so, but we have a few like that fall out of that 10-day bill. And that's like tonight, I think there was like 4 checks, 5 checks that had to be signed. So I figured if I can write them between the 1st and the 8th and get them signed by the 10th, we're okay. And then if you're willing at the board meeting, just have to sign maybe 2.
Oh, I can get really them. Willing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I could get those. And the only way I can solve the deal with CenturyLink 1 month.
Well, is it always the same amount?
Always.
Why not?
Why not?
If that'll simplify things.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with
that. I don't either.
With paying CenturyLink.
A month in advance.
A month in advance so that we
same
get on
price
track.
No, it's as long as, you know, short, we catch up with each other. I guess my only statement is that I'm for whatever makes it easier for the person what's doing the job.
Okay. Ditto.
If you feel like, I mean, if you guys feel like we've got enough safeguards in place that nothing's going to happen.
I feel like I do.
Okay.
I do too.
All right. Then let's leave it as it is.
Okay.
And just leave it as it is. And whoever Pepper can get a hold of at the time, she can get a hold of at the time. So. Yeah, usually texts me, says, hey, can you come by and sign checks? Yeah, I'll be by the work day sometime.
That'll work. So.
All right. Then at this point, what do you guys think about taking a 15-minute recess and see if Chief gets here and go from there?
Sounds good.
All right. Do I need to gavel that?
Yes.
Yes.
We will resume at 6:38. All right. So we will resume. I don't know if I need to do this.
Sure.
Resume at 6:52 p.m. Our regularly scheduled board meeting, and due to time restraints, Betty Harding had to leave, and so she is no longer with us for the duration of this meeting. Let's move on to Fire Chief's report, so we will turn over to Chief Heaton, if you'll fill us in on what's going on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just briefly go through it. For the month of January, there was a total of 36 items. I'll just go through a couple of highlight them just for points for us. Under manpower, number one, we have a new member scheduled to go on our 48-hour rotational shifts beginning on the 23rd. That individual is Joseph Ortega. He is a new firefighter EMT that we recruited from Southwest Ambulance with fire experience as well. So this continues our task of having 9 solid members on board to eliminate the overtime expenses that we're currently paying. As we just saw, our manpower is always a limit for us as we go forward with that. Number two, I have an additional member to go to 24-48 hour schedule. This will be our 3rd and final paramedic. It's Marcus Brewer, again, a firefighter CEP that's worked for Southwest Ambulance and a large military experience. Brings a really strength and balance to us from not only the firefighter side, but also as a senior CEP. So this will give us our 3 full-time medics. Under facilities and equipment, we continue to work on our 1942 engine. Our hopes with Dean Cronin and his grandson Bruce are to maybe have that ready for the Arizona City Days. We're waiting for a couple of parts, so knocking on wood, it will roll for Arizona City Days. So those guys have worked diligently on that as well. Number 4, we're working on repairing our self-contained breathing apparatus filling station out back. Now, this is a device that had been remiss of preventive maintenance and operational maintenance for a long period of time. So we contracted with FDC at a reduced rate. This is the same company that does our SCBA packs. I signed an annual service contract with them, so every month they'll come out on a quarterly basis and check the filters. And then going forward, we'll ensure through our preventive maintenance program, part of our CAPA, our corrective action preventive action program, was to ensure we have preventive maintenance going forward, so to prevent that from occurring in the future. Number 6, I think I heard a little bit about it. Our Verizon tower is live, so for you Verizon customers, hopefully you see more bars.
We are.
I'll try it at home.
Okay. So our chairman was struggling. He was wearing out the carpet one spot in his house. But we're hoping that it helps. We've seen a big difference in the southwest portion of our district. Once we got southwest of Monaco, we lost all cell communication and even radio communications. So it was a very challenging area for us as well as we move forward. But that is done. We've received our payments on that, and I've redone the contract. to make it financially viable for us to be able to move forward with that new partner. Number eight, the district training for the month was on fire stream deployment and minimum company standards. We just executed on a kitchen fire, so I'm glad we're drilling on that. That's something that we were remiss at doing prior to my arrival, is minimum company standards. The nut and bolts of what we do every single day. We got a chief, we got a chief. We start drilling on it, we find out we don't necessarily got it as good as I want them to have it. So this is part of our drills we do every single day for the month of February. And we'll move on to another drill for the month of March. So no matter if you work 10 shifts in a month or one, you're hitting that minimum company standard drill and executing that to the performance standard that we need to move forward. On the second page, number 19, community service. During the month, we helped 11 citizens with smoke detector challenges and helped change out batteries. Many of these are not only our senior citizens, but we're seeing more and more young age put it on the vaulted ceilings. So they don't have the ladders to get to them. Some of them take a 24-foot ladder to get up to do that. So that's part of our process to go through, and we're documenting that as we're moving forward. So in all these cases of 11, the residents were not able to perform the work. So that's a service call we're doing every month, too. And our goal was 20 service calls a month. 21, the Sweetheart Spaghetti Dinner was on the 16th this past Saturday. Dinners, flowers, music, dancing, activities, mascots were out. I see the works are here as well. This is really outstanding for us. We raised over $1,600 for the association. So I know many of you sloshed spaghetti sauce for me, noodles. Some were sick out of town. I understand that. The works, again, Sparky was a big hit. The heart, I heard a lot of people talk about that, took pictures. Had a couple of couples comment to me this week that they haven't done that since they've been in high school.
Yeah.
So that's pretty special for us to go forward with that. And again, that doesn't happen without people participating in that. So thank you to all. I think you see, even though on a five-day spaghetti dinner, you know, we put probably 14 hours into that deal, and it's amazing the logistics behind that scene. But that $1,600 is reinvest right back in the community. So that's our fireworks, our trunk or treat, it's our Sparky costume, it's the adoptive families flying Santa. Those are important. And if you think about it just from a financial standpoint, in the old days, we did a lot of car washes and pancake breakfasts. 6 a.m. to noon, and made $200, and you were exhausted from washing cars. Now we have the spaghetti dinner process going, it's 5 to 8, we're making $1,600. So it basically takes 8 of those car wash spaghetti dinners to equal one of our spaghetti dinners. And I think we're doing a great thing. We're providing a dinner resource for some of our 55 and older residents to get out. Several of them dance. CC Collier does an excellent job with the group as well. And the good thing for him is he's continuing to book performances out of working at the firehouse. So pretty special for someone who just came into town as well. And the same thing, make a kid smile with the works. I mean, you know, you guys have lived in Arizona City how long now?
8 years.
8 years. And this is the first partnership we've had where they can get together and work here as well for us. So, excuse me one second. Pick that up. So it's a great opportunity of partnership where they're not going to Casa Grande to do something that's in their hometown. They're living in it. Right now, in your wardrobe, you have how many costumes?
We have Yogi, Mickey, Minnie, the Minion, the Heart, Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny, which we can only do one Easter Bunny at a time because we both share the same head. But we have a small costume for her and a bigger costume for me. We have Sparky, and also.
And I don't think we've had an event where you guys haven't participated, and we've heard great things from it. So again,
yeah.
I thank you. The fire district thanks you for what you guys do.
How long does Cabrillo come in for?
I know it's a lot of work at the end of the day. It's hot. It's there's a lot of behind the scenes work that makes that happen, and I greatly appreciate it.
So thank you. My yeah.
We
do,
and we started this for the kids, and we could not. We tried everything out here to get associated with the schools and the different churches and different things. We couldn't do nothing. We had to go to Casa Grande to every event, whether it was Relay for Life or the Cancer Society or Heart Foundation or the hospitals or March for Dimes. Everything was done in Casa Grande, and we just did nothing for our own community, and we wanted to. So we appreciate the chance.
That's great.
So thank you for everything you guys do on that. That's outstanding. You know, we gave a flower, a chocolate to every participant, gave a lot of hugs, which are important, and gave an opportunity for some people to come out and have a good evening. And it couldn't have happened without all you guys helping. I think you see just how much behind-the-scenes stuff, whether it's salad dressing or noodles. And we're logistically getting that down. Every crowd continues to surprise us. We served about 160 dinners.
Wow.
So it's... Bill West, want to make sure they're staying. So, you know, it's a lot of good work behind the scenes to make that happen, and you guys have done that and have helped before. You know, our Pastor Tim, you guys brought your sound system for the trunk or treat, your cotton candy maker, and all those things seem small, but at the end of the day, they're huge to make us move forward from there. So again, we're looking for 20 community service events every month, and this is just one of those to move forward. 22, this Saturday, we're doing our first ever Arizona City Fire District's Movie Night Under the Stars. So we rented a 2.5-story kind of drive-in screen to go behind the station. We're going to show Pixar's Planes, Fire, and Rescues. I've met with both schools, Totec, Toltec, and ACES. We've gave coloring sheets to 800 kids between the two schools. And if they color that picture, bring in, they get a free popcorn. So even if they show up, they don't have a dime in their pocket, they'll get some lemonade, get a popcorn, watch a movie. And again, it gives us a chance to get in front of them for fire prevention activities moving forward. So that's another we're going to do. We're going to show a movie night every night through the summer months until it gets cold. I've already been approached to have a seniors over 55 movie night with a John Wayne Western.
Right on.
Well, you know, it was kind of a little different. It was close. It was they wanted to know if we could have dancing before with CeCe. So I said, absolutely. We could do dancing from maybe 5 to 7 and then show the movie at 7 o'clock. And so a John Wayne Western or Gone with the Wind was another one.
Yeah.
So it's a small cost for the district, but it pays back in spades for those investment dollars we put in. And again, it's a time that the triad table could put up. We're checking some blood pressures, checking some people's medicines, just checking some of our patients to go through as well. So just another great event from that process. 2,700 of schools, well, we conducted a monthly fire drill at ACES. Principal Rogers, we're at every single fire drill with a full company operation, checking every hallways, checking with the teachers, making sure that's communicating well. 28, again, I just talked about that, that's meeting with Principal Rogers for the movie night to deliver those posters so the kids can have an opportunity to get something, even if they show up with no money. Under contracts and business issues, 31, the new Verizon contract was finalized, so I finalized that and sent it back in, and now the new tower is live. So that's another monthly payment for us rolling forward, about $17,400 a year. So again, it will really greatly improve our dead zones for cellular communication in our Southwest District. And then number 35, I was working with Central Arizona College for the drill use for the tower for exchange for some of the previous donated equipment we have. Unfortunately, Jim Hitch is no longer with the CAC, so that process starts all over again. So that contract is null and void. So we'll work with that. But those were the highlights of the monthly report that I'd like to share with the group.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah.
Great report.
Any comments or questions? Chief, thank you very much for that report.
You're welcome.
And it sounds like you guys are busy, but doing a lot of good for the community at the same time. So thank you very much. Let's move on to staff reports, number 7.
All right, staff reports. One interesting one we had is, I think people saw the white car out front here. This is the same driver that went through the wall when we were trying to land two helicopters in the day. We had 17 calls throughout the day, and we had 6 go at that time. So again, same person, different vehicle, with the same results. So it's unfortunate, but it's something we deal with moving forward as well. So for the fire calls, again, the first time you'll see is our frac tower response time. You'll see that the 90% frac tower response time, this is from the time the alarm's received till we're on duty, is 6 minutes and 41 seconds. The highest response time we had was 9 minutes, 26 seconds. This is, we had 2 calls going at the same time. So we were on the far east side of the district, and a call kicked out over on Benito, west of the school. So it took us 9 minutes and 26 seconds, to go over there. Our average response time for the district for the month of January was 4 minutes and 34 seconds. On the next one, the image trend, you'll see your NFPA summary report. In the number of calls there, you'll see a line 25. We had a total of 133 calls for the month of January. We had 3 fires. You'll see a line 19. Line 20, rescue medical response calls was 95. 21, false alarm responses were 4 calls. Mutual aid responses given was 1. Actually, it's 2. It was 1 that we did 2 on, which was a ladder and a chief to Casa Grande. And then we did all of the responses, which were smoke scare lockout, kind of malicious calls for a 30, for a total of 133 calls for the month of June. On the next page, you'll see the breakout of the types of fires. So for again, the 3 fires, we had 1 vehicle fire, which was a piece of heavy equipment, agriculture equipment south of town, just out of our district, but we provided mutual aid to an area that wasn't covered between us and Silverbell to put a large piece of agricultural equipment on fire out in the middle of a cotton field. We had 1 brush fire in our district and 1 rubbish fire, trash fire next to a structure in our district as well. Rescue and emergency medical calls, again, emergency medical services were 8 for other. EMS call excluding vehicle accidents was 83. And we had 4 motor vehicle accidents with injuries during the month for that 95. Service calls that are broken between lockouts, smoke orders, public assist, police department assist, invalid assist were for 24. Good intent calls were canceled were 7. And false alarm calls were 4 for a total of 133. And then on the last sheet, you'll see the breakdown for the 98 calls of how we transported.
Page 567,
so 72 we had were treatment transferred care to Southwest Ambulance. 17 we had a refused call, and 4 were the no treatment calls for a total of 98. So that was the 98 of a total of 133 calls. We had no medical departmental injuries or members that were injured to either OSHA recordable or non-recordable during the month.
Any questions? Thank you, Chief, for the staff reports. Certainly appreciate that. And the last thing that we really need to cover is going to the old business, the discussion and possible action, Chief Heaton's contract. And Chief has requested us to discuss this in executive session, so take a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Anyone second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of that? Aye.
Aye.
So we will go into executive session.
Got nothing there.
And
you have anything?
Chief, if you will stay with us for that. And so we're going to make all of you guys go away for a few minutes. I don't think it will be real long.
No, it'll be quick.
It won't be. It won't be 3 hours or 2 hours like it was last week. So
very, very quick.
And we are also welcoming back Betty Harding back into the board. She was able to return to our meeting, so she is present with us once again.
Oh, well, so at 19:09 we're going.
Financial that I kept the whole
thing. I like to keep them all because sometimes I just get bored.
Yeah.
I just, before you leave, I need your signatures on the executive session. So,
oh, yeah.
Please don't leave. Let me grab them all.
Okay. Not a problem. Pepper took off. She said she didn't want anything to do with this anymore.
That's right.
She's like, I'm out of here.
See you later one day.
Now I gotta go home and find something to eat.
I got leftovers waiting for me.
I might have some leftovers at home. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, right?
Thursday.
I'm thinking about putting another pork roast for myself in tomorrow morning. Set my pork roast in the smoker. Go to work.
What time is dinner?
I thought everybody asked that.
That wasn't individual, was it?
I tell you what, come over on the 28th.
It's not me who's trying to send you a picture of what he ate.
I am going to share with everyone on the 28th of February at our church at 12:30. We will start serving. You're welcome to come eat.